The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, St. Teresa School. Is today half a day again for you all today, yes? No? Oh, bummer. Well, I promise we'll make it up. I could have sworn it was a half a day. I thought if I made Mass long enough, we could just go right through till dismissal time, but I guess that plan's out the window. One last little thought for you now. For the Advent season, before you begin your break, okay? Before you begin your Christmas break. Advent is one of the most important seasons of the year. Do you know that? It's one of the two most important seasons of the year, Advent and Lent. And you want to know what's so important about Advent? It's the only season of the year in which we remember that if you don't prepare for Jesus coming, you're probably going to miss him. Did you know that? If you don't prepare for Jesus coming, he's really easy to miss. Question for you here this morning. First ever Christmas in Bethlehem, all those years ago. How many people knew about it when Jesus was born? Were there crowds and crowds of people all gathered at the stable and Mary and Joseph and the donkeys ready to watch the newborn baby and the king of the world? Was there crowds and crowds of people there? No. Most people missed it. Most people were asleep, okay? When Jesus died on the cross and forgave all of our sins, the act of redemption that opened up the door to heaven for all of us. How many people knew about it? Most people missed it, okay? Most people ran and hid. He's really easy to miss. Now, this is why this is so important. If you miss him, and if he's coming knocking on the door of your heart with a job for you to do, and you miss him, nobody else will ever do the good God wanted to do through you. Did you know that? We just heard the story of Mary and the angel Gabriel. Question for you here this morning. Everybody knows that story, right? Angel Gabriel appears. Mary, will you be the mother of Jesus? Mary says yes. Question for you here this morning. What would have happened if Mary said no? What would have happened? Would God have asked again? Some wise kid over here said no, right? It's true. Would God have asked again? Would he have said, come on now, pretty please, with sugar on top? No, he wouldn't have. Or would he have gone and found somebody else? He said, well, you know, you were my first choice. Let me go see if I can find number two. Maybe there's another girl out there who will say yes. No. If Mary said no, do you realize this? There would have been no Jesus, no forgiveness, no redemption, no heaven for any of us. If she'd said no, nobody else would have said yes. And understand, she had a job to do. Do you realize you have a job to do too? And if you say no, then something God wanted to do won't happen. That's bad. We want to say yes. So you got to be on the watch. So what I'm going to do for you here today, I'm going to give you three things to think about and to pray about to help you say yes when God asks something of you. He knocks at the door of your heart. Do you realize that? And maybe he asks you to forgive somebody. Maybe he asks you to lend a helping hand. Maybe he asks you to hold back an unkind word that you're really tempted to say. Maybe he asks you to come to church or go to confession. He knocks at the door of your heart. You want to hear him when he knocks. I'm going to give you three ways to help you to say yes to him. Okay, here's the first. The first is to realize that God's will is better than your own will. Do you realize that? See, most people think that, you know, God's will, you know, I want to say yes to God, but I really want to say yes to me first without upsetting God too much. People don't realize God knows you better than you know yourself. He loves you better than you love yourself. And that if we're really smart, we'll realize we want to say yes to God's will. Now, that's what Mary was all about. She wanted to say yes so that when the angel showed up, she was ready to say yes. Every time we say the Our Father, we pray, thy will be done. We mean it. Say it and mean it. And if you don't feel it, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just say this prayer. Say, Lord, you put the desire for your will into my heart so that I'll want to do it. First step to saying yes to God, realize God's will is better than your own will. And it's something we want to say yes to. Here's the second one. The second way to say yes when you hear God knocking at your heart is to realize that as soon as he asks you to do anything for him, you are beginning a big adventure, and you don't know what's going to happen to you. When Mary heard the angel Gabriel ask if she'd be the mother of God, she didn't know everything that was going to happen next. She didn't know how great it would be to have Jesus in the home with her for all those years. She didn't know that. She didn't know how hard it would be to watch Jesus leave from home to go preach to all the people and never come back again. She didn't know how hard it would be to watch Jesus die on the cross. Or how hard it would be to watch Jesus ascend into heaven. And she got left behind for decades and decades, helping out the infant church to grow and to become strong for all of us to know and hear the word of God. It was an adventure. She didn't know. When God asked you, he doesn't necessarily tell you all the details of what's going to come next. When he asked the apostles to come follow him, they didn't know they were going to go off to the far corners of the world. So please understand, when you say yes to God, it's going to be an adventure, and you're not going to know all the details, and that's okay. That's the way it is for everybody who says yes to God, okay? That's number two. Here's number three. When you say yes to God, be ready to persevere. Does everybody know what the word persevere means? I think the older kids know what persevere means. The eighth graders know. The seventh graders know. The sixth graders better know. Some of the little kids, I'm not sure you all know what persevere means, so I'm going to tell you what persevere means. Persevere means don't you quit. All right? When you say yes to God, don't you quit. It's hard. Sometimes you want to quit. But do you realize that the grace of persevering and the grace of going to heaven are the same grace? If you don't quit, you'll make it. Now, Mary didn't quit. She said yes to the angel. She also said yes to God when Jesus was on the cross. That was a lot harder to say yes to. She also said yes to God when Jesus ascended into heaven. Left her behind for all those years. That was a lot harder to say yes to. But please remember, it's going to be a long haul. Don't you quit. Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And every blessing in the whole world came after she said those words. Every blessing of God comes through us when we say those words as well. So let's learn how to say yes to God with persevering, by wanting his will, and by recognizing that it's going to be an adventure. And a happy Advent. And a happy Merry Christmas to everybody until we see you all again in the new year. God bless you.